This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. You're in for a special treat today, because in the studio with us now is Eli Pentalia. He is the founder and owner of Green Future Construction Landscaping and Tree Specialist. Welcome to the studio, Eli.
Thank you so much, Todd, for having me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you're one of those companies that has like all the big trucks, and you also have the green cars, and you go around, I guess. Tell me more about that branding, just not into your business, but just that one concept.
Sure. Let me just start saying that I'm a big follower of Warren Buffett. So when I first came to the United States, Warren Buffett was my mentor. And
as many people, he's a great mentor to have.
I'm sure. And what I brought from him was the philosophy of be diversified. And that's how I started my company, basically putting my eggs in multiple baskets. So I had multiple services that I advertised at the time. So then I came up with idea to be one-stop shop for all the outdoor needs. I'm a very dorky person, so I basically got every certification that's out there and every license possible. So I create this umbrella called Green Future Construction, and that's divided into Green Future Architectural Landscaping and Green Future Tree Specialist. So we basically serve everything that's outdoor, residential, commercial, and government work.
Wonderful. Now, you also have the big trucks that take down like huge trees.
Sure. We currently have two cranes that we use. One, it's 100 foot tall and 80 foot tall boom. And a bunch of big trucks. The bigger the equipment, the better for the client. It's quick, it's cheaper. That's what everybody wants. We just try to have that wow image of our company, to have our trucks safe, nice and clean, and again, nice equipment, last generation equipment. We believe in brand, it's very important. So of course, every truck has our names on it. We do not sub anything, so you all see Green Future all the way.
But also to save money on gas and to be green, you drive those hybrid cars.
All our sales people drive the hybrid around. I wish they would have big trucks that are hybrid or electric, and I'm sure they're coming up with. But yes, the idea is to be sustainable, and everything that we sell and we do out there is to a long life. There's not such thing lifetime, but it's close to perfection. It's every product is sustainable, close to lifetime warranty.
Now, Eli, America is the land of opportunity. Can you tell us your story?
Todd, I have to say, and I'm so blessed and so lucky to be here. And it was my dream probably since I've been a little boy to be part of this great country. And I live this dream. I came about 12 years ago in the United States in the summertime, basically with a suitcase, dressed in a suit, and $20 in my pocket, not knowing anyone in America.
That's all you had, was a suitcase and $20.
That's it. And I knew one person at the time, and that person basically drove me somewhere to Annapolis into a little farm and left me there. It's like, you're on your own from here. So for the first year, it was very challenging and very hard. I was basically a homeless. Didn't know anyone, have no place to live in abandoned cars and buildings, but reading all the time. And one of the guys was Warren Buffett. I kept reading. So
that's wonderful. And then when did you get your citizenship?
I got my citizenship like 2 years ago, actually. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
And when did you start your own business?
I started almost immediately. So like the first year I've been struggling, and I said to myself, I'm better than that. I didn't come to America with a dream to basically work on a farm. So by reading Warren Buffett, I start advertising my company a lot with multiple services. And immediately I start getting phone calls, and that's how I build it.
And now you're married, you got a child?
We actually just had my anniversary
on February.
Thank you very much, February 2nd. We have 5 years together. My wife, she's American. amazing woman. I'm so happy that I met her. And we have a little boy that just turned 3 on Monday.
That's wonderful. Such a great success story. I love hearing it.
Thank you.
Now, let's get into the tree stuff, I like to call it. It's not a slam dunk thing. It's actually a huge process. Like, walk me through, like, when you first started, like, there's these, like, things you have to be, like, an arborist. There's fines from different communities that people get if they take down the wrong tree. There are so many things that go into your business. It's not an easy certification to get. And there's a lot of competition out there that's not licensed.
Sure, Todd. I think knowledge is power. And the more you know, the better, and the better for the client. Starting the business, we all see trees as just a plant that could be detrimental to your house, and that's it. As I got into it, I saw more than just cutting a tree. My background was geology and geography, so I love nature even before that. I love trees. So that's what drove me into trees. Studying about trees, I found out that they're very complex creature, and the wrong trimming or the wrong species of tree that you cut, it can cost the homeowner, it can cost us. So I love to come in as a consultant. I love to come in as an arborist and talk to Miss Johnson, perhaps, and tell her that you don't need to necessarily cut this tree. This is a beautiful, rare tree that will live another 20 years. You know, it can be a nice asset to your landscaping and to your property. And perhaps if you cut it, you can get a fine, because a lot of the homeowners don't know what's involved.
So most people are scared to have someone out to their house because they think it's going to cost a fortune. You're coming out with good intentions of saying, hey, you can actually save this tree and save a ton of money.
Absolutely. And it's even better, because we recommend them to trimming, and that way a tree is healthier and they're happy and we're happy. We're perhaps going back to their property in a couple of years and revisit.
Wonderful. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Eli Pentalia. He is the founder and owner of Green Future Construction, Landscaping and Tree Specialist. I am your host, Todd the Borwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Eli, let's get into the projects that you do, because your work looks magnificent online.
Thank you.
Walk me through a couple of your recent projects that you're working on.
Well, one of our main clients, actually, it's all the Montgomery Police Station. So we serve all their tree service. We did a lot of the stone work for them. Juvenile Center in D.C. and Maryland. A couple of prisons here in Maryland. All the firehouses, again, tree service for them. And all the Montgomery Library. We got a couple of big jobs during Sandy in New York. We were helping them with tree service as well. This time of year, actually, it's a good time for trimming trees, because the trees are dormant, and we do a lot of construction as well.
Why would someone want to trim their trees right now?
Every time a tree is dormant and is not active.
What do you mean by dormant?
Dormant, it's the season when the tree, let's just say it this way, the tree has what is called xylem and phloem, and it's one is for food, and one is, I don't want to go too technical here, to be too technical, but one is for food, one is for water. So basically, that sap that circulates, it's stopping, so you can, it's not going to bleed as is, will be active.
When would I know a tree is dormant to call you?
Well, basically, at the end of the fall, when the tree, if it's a deciduous tree, it's not an evergreen, and it's dropping all the leaves, then, you know, the tree it's getting dormant, so you can start cutting it.
Okay, so basically, when a tree grows the leaves, it's living.
Yes,
and when the leaves basically fall off and it hibernates for winter or however
correct,
it is,
that's the easy one.
That's the dormant
correct
part. Got it. And that's when you call to have things trimmed.
Correct.
Got it. Now, as far as other stuff, like, what are some triggers people are looking for in their property that are listening that they need to call you?
Well, on the tree service side, again, trees can be beautiful. It can be part of your landscaping. They also can be very detrimental for your property. So a quick tip for homeowners is to inspect the tree themselves. They look for big cavities or dead limbs, like their, you know, trees dropping any dead twigs and stuff like that. If they notice any mushrooms on the tree or any type of discoloration on the bark, this would be indicators for a homeowner to call a certified arborist.
Now, do you do free consultations?
All the consultations are free.
Wonderful. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is a chance to get in touch with Eli and get a free consultation and have him look at your property, see what your property has to get done or what you're not knowing is on your property that has to be done. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Eli, thank you so much for coming here today. It's a wealth of information. Coming up next, we got June Webb. She's with J. Webb Living, and she's a licensed real estate agent in the D.C. and Maryland area. Also, she's a certified holistic health coach. We're going to get into a little bit more coming up next.